Women's Health Service says it's been told a 9-year-old Sydney girl has left the country to be married overseas. Community leaders say similar cases are being hidden from authorities because families fear prosecution. Today, the Abbott government is launching a new arranged marriage safety plan to encourage young women to speak up if they're being forced to marry. But a leading women's rights campaigner says the strategy won't work because girls are too scared to implicate their families. Bridget Brennan reports.
The Immigrant Women's Health Service in Western Sydney says it received a tip-off yesterday about a case involving a 9-year-old child bride. The service spoke to the girl's mother but says it couldn't get specific information, but it suspected the girl will be married in the Middle East. AM can't confirm the claims. Dr. Iman Sharabim is the director of the health service.
There was a conflicted story between the child and what the parents said. And of course, the story had been sent to the service, to Immigrant Women's Health Service. And unfortunately, we can't do anything because the girl already travelled overseas.
The girl's case isn't an isolated one. The Immigrant Women's Health Service has heard of a dozen other cases since June. The Federal Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, says it's hard to know exactly how many Australian girls are being forced into marriages because most cases are kept secret.
We're very keen to find out the extent of it within the community and to make sure that if somebody is to come across this type of crime, that they know how to go about helping that person to report it to authorities so we can do something about it.
Today, the Minister is launching a new safety action plan brochure for women and girls in or at risk of a forced marriage.
We're making sure that we have materials out there that educate the community about what to look for, and so these crimes can be reported and then the appropriate authorities can go and prosecute them.
But Iman Sharabim is sceptical.
Forced marriage and child bride happens among the culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Those communities will not go to the website and will not check glossy papers to see what's written about legislation in the country.
She says girls being forced into marriage contracts don't want their parents to face criminal charges.
I don't hope and wish to see parents behind bars. I don't expect young girls, and I already tried with many of them to talk to them about informing the authority, and as soon as I even put that on the table, the girls actually turned their back and say, we're not even going to have a conversation with you.
Iman Sharabim says the government's new strategy needs to put more resources towards grassroots education campaigns if it's to have any success. She says the girls need to learn how to speak to their families.
Teach us how to talk to our parents, because our own mother wants to send us to a man which we don't know. These are some of the words I heard from these girls. And it break my heart, to be honest. It break my heart to see that we're trying all our best to save lives, and yet the government is printing glossy papers.
Dr. Iman Sharabim, the director of the Immigrant Women's Health Service, Bridget Brennan was our reporter.